I just saw a thing, and I'm like, I saw Bud Light signed a deal with a transgender person today, and people got pissed. And I was like, shit, I hope that doesn't turn Sam on. He starts boozing again. That's just that freaked me out, man. I thought of you.
I actually know that person.
Entertainment purposes only. You'd be an idiot to listen to anything these degenerates say. Invest at your own risk, do research, but seriously don't listen to these ass clowns. Now enjoy Cash Daddies.
Welcome to Cash Daddies, we're banking fatties. So much is going on in the world. Joining me as always from The Tonight Show, Jay Nice, Johnny Woodard, and then everybody's legend of the game, Howie Dewey. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. Good, good. My girlfriend just rolled her eyes and was like, what the?
You just rolled her eyes.
Hots.
Hots gets it. Hots, you could do better.
Such enthusiasm.
Hots, you could do better.
She's got a rough night ahead of her, man. She's drinking all the liquid. She's got a colonoscopy tomorrow, so I don't even know how I'm going to deal with it.
Get in it. Get in it.
But she won her office pool because she had UConn.
Damn. How did you do in your pool? How did you do?
Won it. You won the whole thing.
You did? You won your whole thing?
I actually was in one, and fucking I came in second. This dude, I think he copied my shit, man. Like,
how did he copy you and beat you?
Because you can go
get other That's a good point. Back. That's I a good point,
filled,
Sam.
I filled mine out too quickly.
Okay. All right. So basically, he treated you like a Chinese student. Is that what happened?
UConn won. That's exactly what it is. But I feel like I got scammed. But she won hers. She
That's
won.
That's great. The
CBS bracket pool.
What do you believe the numbers of the women's tournament? They're saying 10 million people tuned in to watch women's basketball.
I do, and I'll tell you why. People don't realize this. Up until last year, nobody watched women's basketball. Everybody watches women's basketball. Well, you want to know why? Because Tommy and all his degenerate buddies, you can bet on it. You can bet on women's basketball. Tommy's like, yeah, I like Caitlin, whatever her name is, to get over 30 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, and Iowa in the over. I mean, before you couldn't bet on women's basketball, who the fuck, nobody watched it. But you can bet on it now. You can bet as much as you want. So that's why there's viewership.
Now, the question is this. The Women's Basketball League, or the Women's NCAA, wants to negotiate a separate deal for their sports. Like, does that sound like a good idea?
No. Well, you know, it's going to come down to whatever news, whoever they sign the deal with is going to, like, they're going to have a meeting and say, can we afford to lose this much amount of money?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's it.
Because
I mean,
here's what you'll see. Viewership is no doubt going to go up because you can bet on it. If it was fucking bull riding or cornhole, viewership would also, if you could bet on it, it would go through the roof.
That's a great point, Howie. Nobody ever talks about that. If you allow betting on women's sports, people are going to start betting on those sports.
Yeah, you're going to have guys in their living rooms drinking beer going, nah, you fucking twat, you missed a free throw. God damn it.
Well, what people don't talk about also is how they switched the nights of the championships. So it used to be that the championship for the men's was on Sunday, and then the championship...
No, the men's has always been Monday.
What?
Yeah, as long as I remember, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've been going, yeah.
Because I remember that they would always do the women's basketball championship the day after the men's.
Yes, they would do it Tuesday. You're right. No, you're right. But it would
And that was a giant F up because that was like when, and I would always say this about the all pro game in the NFL. It's like you can't do it the week after the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is the end. Nobody, it's like I remember these two fat chicks used to throw these BBW parties at a bar near me, and they decide to have a Halloween party the day after Halloween. Nobody showed up.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Once it's done, it's done. So the guys' sport is the end of college basketball.
But they moved it to Monday in 73, the men's.
Yeah, it's always Monday. But here's the thing. Now, you're not going to see attendance go up. It might even go down. I mean, I don't think attendance is going to move in women's sports. But viewership, that's a whole different thing because, you know, when you're betting Betty Snapper to get over 30 points on a win.
Betty Snapper is an assassin.
Yeah. I mean, if you're betting the over-under is 4 3-pointers and, you know, Nebraska's playing New Mexico, they're going to get viewership.
You're a degenerate. If you're betting women's basketball, you're a degenerate.
I've never done it. I'm going to say right now, I've never done it. I don't understand it. But those, I got tons of friends that do. And speaking and staying with the stock market sports theme, listen to this shit. Listen to this. I found this out today. There's a company called Mojo, M-O-J-O. And you can buy professional athletes as stocks. In other words, last month, Emmanuel Quickly, you could buy him for $111. He had a good month. He's now $127.
What are you? Do you actually own anything though, or are you just gambling? Basically,
is it like crypto of people?
You own shares of the player,
but not. But the shares don't actually entitle you to any share of his profits or anything, right?
No, it's just based on how well
it's crypto. It's crypto for people.
Okay. Yes, that's kind of what it is. Like Austin Reeves for the Lakers, he was up 25% last month.
So you can't, but if he has a good month, you can't just show up at his house and be like, Austin, time to break me off some money, buddy. Come on, bro.
Show up like the fan. Get your ass out here. Sign this. I own 100 shares of you, motherfucker. I own 3/4 of your life. And you can short guys. Like, say a guy's up, like Austin Reeves up 25%. You can short him, betting that he's going to have a shitty month. This country's going to shit right now. This whole gambling thing. I think it's insane. I mean, the stuff that I'm starting to see that you can bet on, you know, I was kidding around with cornhole. Don't be surprised if you can start betting it. You can bet on darts.
Oh, you'll be able to bet cornhole. They're going to make everything. What is this? What is this one kind of racquetball that's getting big right now?
Pickleball.
Pickleball. That will be a pro sport.
It's a pro sport now. They had it on ESPN last night. There's a professional league. And listen, I was thinking of you, Sam, because what's his name has to have a stake in it, because they showed the semifinals last night of the professional pickleball league.
Yeah.
And Papa John was in the front row. He was in the front row with his wife and somebody else cheering him on. He must have something to do with the league.
I love it.
I watched it. You ever watch pickleball, man? They hit the thing so softly back and forth for 2 hours, and then somebody just wails it and it bounces off of the dude's forehead, and that's why you get a point.
I'm looking forward. Speaking of pickleball, the petrodollar, is it done? Are we fucked?
I mean, look, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is OPEC does whatever the fuck it wants, and they do it when nobody sees it coming. Luckily for us, we bought Devon Energy last week, which is all oil. So Devon Energy was at 49. We bought it, shot right up to 54. Got a lot of guys doubled their calls. I got out, pulled a profit of 25%. A lot of guys waited an extra day because on Monday, OPEC said, you know what? We're cutting back. I don't know what it was, 50,000 barrels or something like that a day. So because they're cutting back, that's going to force the price up. And, you know, gas is going up. There's no doubt it's going up now because OPEC controls that shit. Why are we literally still getting all our oil over there when we probably have enough in this country to last us hundreds of years? It's all money, baby. It's all politics and money.
Yeah, it's Saudi Arabia. I mean, so Let's get into this. China making deals with everybody for the first time ever. The Chinese dollar or the yuan, what is it? Not the yen, it's the yuan.
Yuan.
I think it's the yuan. The yuan, really.
The yuan? Okay, it's not the yuan. I thought, what was it, Pedro?
It's spelled like that. It's spelled like that, but I think you say like yuan.
Yuan, okay.
The Chinese named it after a Puerto Rican shortstop. Yuan.
That's what it says. Yuan.
So I think...
Yuan.
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 Johnny sounds like a Chinese fella.
Yuan.
Chinese fella. Look at this Chinese fella over there. So they're making deals with everybody that we've been just screwing with. What are your thoughts, Howie?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they are. But, you know, it's like Johnny said last week, they get right to that edge. They always get right to that edge, and then they pull back because they got to stay on good terms with us. You know, what they're doing now isn't half as bad as what 3 years ago, where remember they shut down not just production, but they shut down shipping shit to the United States 3 years ago. And I remember personally, I went out to buy a refrigerator and it took 3 months to get one because you couldn't get a refrigerator because there was no parts from the Chinese. So you couldn't make fridges. And it was everything. It was toasters, freezers, anything. So I thought that was bad. Right. And the price of refrigerators and shit like that went through the roof. When they start doing that, that's bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting, dude.
Well, the other thing that I don't quite understand about this, Howie, maybe you can help me, is there. I have a story here. Vladimir Putin has pushed seaborne deliveries of Russian crude to record highs to fill Moscow's war chest, even as the Kremlin vowed to tighten oil supplies. So they are in that new agreement, you know, with OPEC, basically, that they were going to cut crude exports. But it seems like they're not doing it, even though they said, you know, they made a big deal of saying we're going to work in cooperation now with the OPEC cartel. What do you think about that? Is it just pressure from the war to keep money coming in?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. I mean, you know, Russia's not, I don't think Russia's going to do anything right now.
Johnny thinks Russia's effed.
I do. Yeah.
I do. Yeah, they are. They set themselves back 20, 30 years with this stupid war. I mean, they're now a third world country. They have nothing over there right now, and they don't export anything, you know, not like China. Nobody goes to Russia to buy grain or any kind of, you know, staples. So I think they are fucked. Russia's definitely screwed. But China's the one that you got to worry about, because China can, you know, pull the plug tomorrow and prices on 90% of our shit's going to go through the roof. You'll see stuff at Walmart tripling.
Not being on shelves, right, Howie? I mean, we're just empty shelves.
Sure. We've seen it before. You know, it'd be nice. I would love to see America just manufacture something. Let's do it once. Let's find one fucking thing and manufacture it here. You know, I mean, they're like, no, it's too expensive. I would rather pay 25% more for something that was manufactured here in this country. You know, I live right in New York. I live about three blocks from Gerber's hardware store. It's been there forever. It's a little mom and pop hardware store. I can go there and I'll pay 25, 30% more for something, or I can get on a train, go to 23rd Street about the same time and buy something from Home Depot a lot cheaper. I'll go to Gerber's all day. Keep the business going. You know, and it's just, it really pisses me off that we don't manufacture shit and, you know, in this country.
Yeah. Do you think that will, I mean, like, there's so much with like the Chinese and everyone starting to sell their money in, you know, Chinese dollars, or does it open up the possibilities of a complete reset of just our economy?
I don't think ours. I mean, they're more worried about themselves right now. I don't think it's going to affect us that much. I'll tell you what is interesting is what they say, 60,000 troops just bellied up on the India border last week. China,
really?
China, if they went to war against India, that would be, it'd be a little funny.
It'd be crazy. I mean, talk about two countries with giant populations. That's a lot of people to throw at a war.
Yeah, they can't afford that shit. I mean, you know, I mean, Chinese population has dropped quite a bit over the past decade.
I mean, they're supposed to have a huge drop. I think someone's going to say they were going to be under a billion at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's their own doing, man. They did it.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's people who think China is going to possibly disappear. I don't know. But
disappear? What do you mean by that?
That they just can't sustain this. How are they going to make that? You know, they're having real oil problems.
And what do you mean by disappear? What does that mean?
Hey, where are they going?
Like the country of China may no longer exist.
The government would just like break down into constituent provinces or something.
Just a brand
like that?
New government or something. You have to see this guy Brian Callen interviewed him. So you got to take it's a Brian Callen show. So you got to take it with a grain of salt. But we just screamed at.
Wouldn't it be crazy if the you know the Chinese Taipei, you know Taiwan, those guys took over again? The Republic of China just came back and they're like, "We'll help you out. Come on."
Yeah, it's just crazy times, man. And who knows what's going to happen with the U.S. economy, man. I mean, they were just talking about how more banks are going to start going down. It's almost like they're trying to get that's a conspiracy theorist in me that they want a run on the banks.
Well, that's if you have a run on the banks, it's going to be a few local banks. But I mean, most local banks actually are in pretty good shape. That shit out in Silicon, that was a nightmare. That was the perfect storm. I mean, the people that were running that bank were fucking have run other shit into the ground, like Bear Stearns. But with the economy right now, you know, today was the first day in 2 years that job openings were below 10 million. So that tells you, you know, job openings, even though they're still good, they're slowing. Slowing economy. We're getting more layoffs. We're probably going to go into a little recession here. I mean, that's what I think. I think we're going to go into one. But
a bad one?
I don't see how it's going to be horrible. I mean, no recession's great, but unemployment numbers will probably go up. But, you know, you still got these companies doing really well, man. Yeah, technology's doing well. They're selling a lot of these electric cars. GM just passed Ford today. They're number two behind Tesla. You still got companies doing deals, buying out other companies. You got transactional business going on. I don't think it'll be horrible. Speaking of transactions, did you see the financial deal that Under Armour gave Steph Curry?
No.
Oh, no. What was it?
It makes LeBron's look small.
Really?
They tossed $215 million to Steph Curry.
$215 million?
Yeah, over the next 10 years. Plus, they gave him a shitload of stock. Stock's trading at $8. You know, that's huge. That's something that could, you know, possibly save that company. You got somebody like Steph Curry repping you.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is how much longer does he have and does he sell shoes? Well, they've had problems. They put out weird products. They've sponsored weird things that have blown up in their face. Like they sponsored UCLA and it just blew up in their face. They've had some bad designs.
That's their big problem to me. They just haven't made anything that's like
they got
compelling.
No cool blacks, bro. They got to get cool blacks.
They're not known for shoes, though. That's not their thing. But Under Armour, they're known for their clothing. I mean, football, baseball.
Yeah.
They make good clothing.
Yeah,
definitely not shoes.
But it's not. Yeah, it's not. It's just not the shoes. And that's what you get a guy like Steph for, right? His shoes. Strange.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I got just so we touch at least briefly on the Trump thing. Here's a great headline from MarketWatch. Donald Trump NFT sales are up 413% following his arraignment. So the somebody's making money on Trump NFTs out there.
The fact that anybody's still making money off of NFTs is nuts, because like there's no market for them anywhere. Because the whole thing was like, you are going to own this art, and then everyone's going to go to the metaverse or wherever, or decentralized land, and you would put this in your little digital house, and everyone would be like, oh, it's so cool. And that just, it's, we're just so far away from that.
It never, the NFT situation just never made sense to me. It's like, no, some guy in the Middle East will pay $5,000 for that cartoon. And it was like, why?
Yeah, but you know? I will say this. How is that different than modern art and modern art trading and sales? It's no different. I mean, you're owning just a digital version of art. You know what I'm saying? And modern art is just, I mean, Sam always says it's a, you know, it's money laundering. And I think he's right about that. That's all NFTs were, essentially. Just people moving money around.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it.
And rich people, you know, they get competitive and they're like, oh, obsessive, want to spend all their money on, you know, getting like the latest cool thing. And I think that's why the prices got pushed up so much on NFTs. But yeah, it's stupid. Hey, one other thing I thought before we get to our guest here. Did you guys see that GM just passed Ford as to take the number two spot in EV sales behind Tesla? So it seems like GM, whatever their strategy has been, because I, you know, all you hear about is the F-150 Lightning and the Mustang electric vehicle. But it seems like what GM has done by focusing on that kind of lower tier, like more affordable EVs, they've taken the second spot now behind Tesla. So future of EVs up for grabs.
Probably good buys right here. I mean, GM also just bought out 1,000 employees. In other words, laid them off, gave them a retirement package. Mm. So they're doing all this shit to save money. You know, I think they're probably good going forward. They're, you know, Ford and GM. How about right up Sam's alley, gold and silver? Or gold hit like a two-year high. Silver is almost at a 2-year high.
Silver. Is it a bad time?
Gold jumped over 2,000 today. $2,000 today. Gold did. Could it go higher? Absolutely. It may break out. I'd probably sell it at some point, but it is. It's a good thing to hold. If you've held it the last month, it's done real well. Gold and silver.
Damn.
Meanwhile, my natural gas, man, woo, it's taking a beating. It's probably a great time to buy natural gas. There's just a lot of it, man. There's a lot more than they thought. And basically the fall and winter, and right now it's just, it's warm as shit everywhere. It's not cold
except
anywhere.
Here in LA. It's still, it's the cool has been hanging on here in LA. It's the
Not, I mean, it got sunny for a couple of days, and Jesus, the chi-chis were out.
It's back in the 40s every night now.
Is it really LA, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. I know, because I mean, I went back east a couple weeks ago and it was 80 degrees when I was there, and I was like, damn, it's actually spring already here. I had one other story. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
This was great. Okay, so here's the headline. This is from the Telegraph. Great resignation becomes great regret is what they're calling it now, as workers long for their pre-COVID jobs. Most office workers who quit their jobs during the pandemic now regret the decision, with almost three quarters pining for their pre-COVID roles. They did a survey of 3,000 white-collar workers who moved jobs during the pandemic, and they found that 71% wanted to return to their pre-pandemic employers. So I think that's fascinating that we had this giant shift in, you know, our economy, and people moved their jobs, and now almost all of them are regretting it. 71%. Isn't that wild?
You knew that would happen. I mean, I remember talking to year and a half ago, talking to a comedian. He said, oh yeah, man. He goes, people are just quitting their jobs. People are tired of taking shit and going to the office. They're tired of it. They're not. And I said, okay, so what are they going to do?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, they're going to find another, they're going to do something else. Listen, man, you're going to see this over the next 6 months to a year. You're going to see more people trying to get their old jobs back. I mean, come on.
People really need a purpose.
Yeah, you got to do something.
have to do.
Yeah,
that.
It's just crazy, dude. Like, they just totally reset how people work and all that stuff, and people are starting to realize that maybe the new way is the best way, and they kind of want to go back to the old way.
And it's funny, I was one of those people. I mean, I remember hearing Duncan Trussell before the pandemic even talk about how VR and you know, the metaverse, which wasn't even really a thing people talked about then, VR was, but not the metaverse, was going to be the future. Because then, you know, and he, the way he explained it, I remember thinking, this makes sense. You know, why do we need to move our bodies physically to these squares in cities and then all commune there when we could just do the same thing, you know, communicate from home?
People need to connect.
There's something missing. Yeah, you're right.
Talked about that last week. Sam said it on the show, and we had Mehul Patel on, the same thing. Sam just said it. People do. People need to connect. They need to communicate. They need to be around each other. They do. I mean, people, I think, miss the office, you know?
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Joe just turned around and was like,
well, you know, it's also a lot of people miss it. So we talked about this on Broken Sim that's going to drop here, but I wanted to talk to Howie about this, about the how regional sports networks are struggling.
Yeah, Bally, Bally bankrupt.
Yeah, Bally has filed for bankruptcy. Now, in New York City, this may not be an issue. You know, the Yankees look like they're going to be good. The Knicks look like they're thriving.
MSG's the big network here.
So, the next, you know, in L.A., as long as the Dodgers are doing well, everybody should – I mean, I know they hate us talking sports on here, but – I mean, the league bent over backwards to make the Lakers good. Because if the Lakers don't make the playoffs, the money for the NBA gets hurt bad. So, but these regional sports networks aren't doing well at all. For some reason, people aren't watching them. It go woke, go broke. It's possible. Who knows? But
wait, what do you mean now? You mean just the sports leagues going woke? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
regional networks haven't done much to be woke, have they?
I mean, like, it doesn't matter if you're a regional network, you're still going to have to pay the piper for what the league does. And if your league is pushing BLM and all this woke you're going to turn off a lot of people to your product, and that is going to eventually trickle down to the regional sports.
Have ratings been bad? I mean, now we did say on Broken Sim, I think that's part of the reason, Sam, that MLB felt the pressure to go ahead and push through these rule changes is because they had to make a more appealing product for people to tune in and watch on TV.
Well, I mean, it's a bunch of stuff, Johnny. There's just more options. I mean, there's so many more options than when sports ruled, when television ruled. But it's like you add on top of that all this woke crazy stuff that nobody wants.
You are Nick Youssef, that has a joke about that, how, you know, and he's already burned it on another podcast, so I have no problem saying it, but he's like, when people come to see him at a comedy club, he beat out like Godfather on that night. And that's what sports, you know, the regional sports networks, they have to compete with every movie in existence, you know, because it's all available at, you know, the touch of a finger now.
Like Frank Sinatra, what did he compete against? The Yankees? That's it. There's nothing else.
Yeah, well, back then, there wasn't kids playing games all day, gaming. There wasn't gaming. There wasn't computer porn. There wasn't 9,000 things that people would rather do than go to a game.
Dude, I was driving by down Ventura, and they had this hotel, and it said free adult films and cable. I'm like, you've really hit rock bottom if
that's one way of looking at it
for you.
Keeping up with the times, man. Keeping up with the times. I just saw a thing, and I'm like, I saw Bud Light signed a deal with a transgender person today, and people got pissed. And I was like, shit, I hope that doesn't turn Sam on. He starts boozing again. That's just. That freaked me out, man.
I actually know that person. She came to Comedy Store one day with Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen Kerrigan.
She came to the Comedy Store. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he was a nice guy. I mean, super entertaining. And you go, oh yeah, that's literally a chick. But it's like Everyone's mad at her, right? But the person you should be mad at is Bud Light. I mean, why would they do this other than to cause chaos?
They did a ton of studies on it, and evidently, they say it's going to boost sales. I mean,
let's see if that pans out. Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, let's see if they there's a book out there. How it's called Lying with Numbers. We'll see.
I got one other news story. We talked about bankruptcy earlier. Virgin Orbit bankrupt. Richard Branson's space.
What?
Yeah, private space venture. Richard Branson, this is from Fox Business. Virgin Orbit Holdings filed for Chapter 11 on Tuesday after the satellite launch company could not secure the long-term funding necessary to recover from a rocket failure earlier this year. So he was trying to kind of follow in Elon Musk's footsteps there with Virgin Orbit.
Wow.
Bankrupt.
Yeah, I saw that.
Damn, dude. The rocket business is tanking.
If you can't bring them back, yeah, it's a problem if they explode.
Damn. Well, is our guest here?
No. Said he's trying to get on. He's trying to sign on. Having issues connecting.
Story of my life.
I don't know.
That's like every time I talk to a person. I can't connect.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I wish.
I don't know. Did you think Bud Light's going to – it'll be interesting to see. I mean, these marketing people, bottom line is if it doesn't do well or if they notice sales dropping, those people are going to get fired.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
But Budweiser gets a good ESG score with BlackRock.
That's so funny.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, 100%. That's why they do it.
Never drank Budweiser anyway, so.
Why? What's your beer?
Domestic Coors Light and when I could get it, Labatt Blue.
Labatt Blue.
That's very Canadian of you.
Canada.
Nice. Yeah. So did you make any moves? Did you buy any stocks this week?
Well,
here's a guess, by the way, if you want to.
Oh, all okay. Right. We'll talk about that after.
Seven Energy made a crushing on it, and I'm still made a profit, sold it, and turned around and bought SQQQ, which I'm holding now. SQQQ, we're short the NASDAQ. We really like it. We think the market's going to go down for the next couple weeks.
Hey, everybody. Sam has his daughters to think of, and if you have a family, you know how much your loved ones depend on you. In a worst-case scenario, you would not want them to have to worry about money. A good life insurance plan can give you peace of mind that if something happens to you, your family would have a safety net to cover mortgage payments, college costs, and other expenses so they can get back on their feet and focus on what's most important. Now is a great time to take the lead to future-proof your family's finances by getting life insurance, and Policy Genius gives you a smarter way to find and buy it. I know Sam recently gave himself that peace of mind by buying a life insurance policy, and he sleeps much better at night knowing that his daughters would be taken care of in the event something happens to him, God forbid. Policy Genius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 per month for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help in the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance companies. That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance. There are no added fees, and your personal details are kept private. No wonder they have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description of this episode to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. Again, that's policygenius.com.
Hey, everybody. So we recorded an interview today. Actually, we didn't record the interview. We did the interview. Zoom shit the bed, so we don't have the file. It was corrupted. What we've decided to do to still give you a full-length episode is to put the Patreon question and answer session that is normally an exclusive on Patreon at the end of this as kind of a preview of that. You're still going to have ads, but you will get the question and answer session that's normally exclusive to Patreon at the end of this episode. If you'd like to get that every week, you can go to patreon.com/cashdaddies. Sorry about the interview. We'll be back on it next week.
Johnny, you'd be really great in like milking horses.
Nah. Would I?
Yeah, that's my feel. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. So let's get into some questions. We got any questions?
No, that's the Patreon part of the show.
Okay, not quite. So let me start again.
We're going to start this over?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
All right. Great, great discussion. Thank you so much for everybody tuning in for that. Horsing, big bucks, especially milking horses.
Horsing? Is that what you just said?
Horsing
is big bucks.
Horses. Let's get a Howie's pick. Let's go.
Wild week, man. We got gold and silver just shooting through the roof. Big layoffs at GM McDonald's. My pick of the week is SQQQ, trading at 2980 right now. What that means is we hope that the NASDAQ actually goes down. I think it's too high, didn't bust through resistance. I think the NASDAQ will drop, and SQQQQ will go from 2980 up to 35, 37. I really like it. Like it a lot.
SQQQ. Nice. Boom. Winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, it's a good thing where you can buy something and you hope the market tanks.
Mine is gold and silver, okay? I just like it. I love it. Get a gun. Probably going to need guns soon. So go grab some guns. And those are my picks. I know it's every week, but those are my picks. I love those picks. I'm going to go buy some gold next week, big fat chunk, and just save it, bro. Just
you
know
what you should buy, Sam? You should buy some KO.
Coca-Cola. What is that?
Coca-Cola. It's at $62, pays a 3% dividend. And I found something out this week I didn't know.
What? That you like men?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet. Respect.
I like when they're transitioning.
Hey, who doesn't? Go on.
So there's a plant in New Jersey, Coca-Cola plant. And they, because they have a deal with the DEA, they are allowed to ship in the cocoa leaves.
Have you heard that? That is so crazy, right?
It's insane.
It's so nuts.
Coca-Cola has a deal with the Drug Enforcement Agency to ship in cocoa leaves from Colombia, which is used to make cocaine.
That is so crazy to me.
How wild is that? I mean,
that is crazy. Wow.
They could just be like producing blow in Jersey and just makes you wonder, man.
Maybe they're like, dude, we gotta get regular coke in here, not fentanyl coke. It's killing us, everybody, right? Who knows?
Yeah, don't do coke, kids. Don't do coke. Many people in New York City that have died of fentanyl over the past.
It's crazy, bro. It is nuts.
Yeah, it's been like that out here too, dude.
It's nuts.
Don't do Coca-Cola either, really, if you can help it. Don't do Coke or Coca-Cola.
Rather do Coca-Cola.
Yeah, rather, but given the choice, don't do either one. Soda.
Wood.
Pretty bad for you.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Why did you just shout wood? Did you just see a hot chick or something?
No.
Are you scrolling Instagram?
No. I just remembered that my favorite meme. So, guys, we're gonna go over there to the Patreon where Howie drops the good stuff, and come join us. We hope you enjoy it. Hey, everybody! We want to tell you about our friend Jay Zigman and CopyMyCrypto.com.
Guys, we've seen so many people making ridiculous money from crypto, but did you know it would be really easy for you to do the same? The Copy My Crypto membership site shows you the coins that YouTuber James McMahon personally holds and allows you to copy him. It's like having a big brother who knows exactly what he's doing. You don't need to know a thing about crypto or how to invest.
You simply do what he does. So let me tell you more about James. He runs the Crypto with James YouTube channel, which, despite heavy censorship, something we're familiar with, has more than 26,000 members. Since March 2020, he's told his viewers to buy 26 crypto coins. Had you put $100 into each one, it would have gone on to be worth $123,000. Of the 26 coins, his top pick of the year, a coin called Phantom, went up 692 times from when he named it. That one call has retired a number of people, including guys in their 20s and 30s. And remember, this is public knowledge. You can go to YouTube and verify it yourself. So if you'd like to join the 2,800 members who copy James, then stop what you're doing and head over to copymycrypto.com/Sam.
That's copymycrypto.com/Sam. That's S-A-M. You'll not only find proof of everything that Johnny said, but our listeners get full access for just $1, okay? Once again, that's copymycrypto.com/Sam. The recession is here, guys. You can suffer with like everyone else or choose to thrive. James is the real deal. Go check out his site now.
All right, welcome, guys. Welcome to the Patreon. Let's get into your questions.
Okay, this is from our friend Joe Biden. Why is mRNA so volatile and PFE and Johnson & Johnson just lay there like my prom date?
Yeah, man, because mRNA, it's more of a biotech. It's, you know, Johnson & Johnson is a stable pharmaceutical. They've been pushing products, including shampoo, for decades. So you're going to have more volatility in a biotech stock versus a large pharmaceutical like a Johnson & Johnson, a Merck, a Pfizer.
A Merck.
Okay. We kind of talked about this earlier, but if you want to get back into it, it's from Pat. OPEC is cutting production. What do you think about that, Howie? What's that going to do?
So crazy.
I mean, it's going to make gas prices go up, oil prices go up. But if you own XLE, OIH, or Devon Energy, or Oxy, OXY, it's a good thing, man. It's going to help those stock prices.
All right. Let me see. Where does it go? Is MO the sleeper cannabis stock? How did your plants do, Howie? That's okay. What Joe is asking.
I tried to grow some pot plants last year, and I got them up, but I didn't do it right. I didn't know what I was doing. I did five of them. They died, but I still have the seeds. And I'm going to try it again. I'm going to probably grow them now and maybe move them. I'm going to have my father literally is going to watch over the pot plants and make sure that they succeed this summer. Yeah, I did not do well the first time. I had to do a lot of more research. You got to get these things. You got to keep them in a small container and really, like, you know, water them every day, and they got to get fairly big before you can move them into a large pot. At least that's what I'm reading.
Interesting. Okay. We're learning how to
grow marijuana here. He said, is Mo the sleeper cannabis stop? That's Philip Morris, man. I love it. I love MO.
What are they getting into weed or something?
I think everybody is, man. I think, and everybody, involved with that used to be involved with cigarettes is somehow getting involved with weed. But yeah,
100%, bro. Yeah, 100%.
I mean, you can buy Philip Morris, you can buy MO right now, guys, at $44, 44 and a half. It pays an 8% dividend. So if this thing goes up to 50, back up to 50, where at some point it probably will, I mean, you're going to get a nice 20% appreciation along with that 8% dividend. I like MO. It's a good value.
I know spliffs are really popular overseas, and especially in Europe and the UK. What if Philip Morris started doing spliffs here in the, you know, marijuana with tobacco here in the US? Can you imagine? That would be. I mean,
they easily could. They own.
They have the technology.
Well, plus they own Washington D.C. Shit, I mean, they're one of the most powerful lobbyists in Washington.
Even now, though, that's what I don't know. Like, even now, they're still one of the most powerful lobbyists, the tobacco lobbyists.
Dude, everybody smokes. There's so many people that smoke, bro. Yeah. I mean, dude, in other countries, they got like 10-year-olds smoking.
Oh, yeah. They start them young. And that's what Philip Morris used to do. Philip Morris would hire child psychologists to try to get 8, 9, 10-year-old kids addicted. Because you get an 8-year-old kid addicted to nicotine, man. That's a client for the next 4 decades until he dies of lung cancer.
And Gen Z are smokers too. Is what they're bringing smoking back. Is what I heard. The dipshits.
Hell yeah.
Okay, this is from Brent. Big bank stocks have been getting crushed. These lists Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and then Bancorp here. Are they a safe buy now, Howie? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, take a look at XLF. If you're afraid to buy an individual large bank stock, buy XLF. I think in the long term, the large banks are a great buy. You can buy XLF right now at $32 a share. Pays a 2% dividend. Not bad. I like the banks right now. Yeah.
Okay. Don Smith, are we past the bottom or is there a lot more downside coming? Sam, you know about bottoms. Tell us, are we past the bottom here?
I don't think we're past the bottom at all. I don't think you pass the bottom.
No, the bottom gets passed. You better believe it. Especially yours.
I think there's more downside to come. I think, once we do hit a bottom, then we all got to hammer it. That's the way it is. We hit that bottom, I'll let you go. We're going in balls deep, baby.
We're wrecking it. We're wrecking.
We're just hammering it.
We're going to wreck it. That's where we're going to make our cheddar.
Yeah.
Hitting the bottom hard.
Pound it. We're going to pound it with everything we have. That's what's going to happen.
I don't know about that. What if the bottom gets sloppy? It's not. We have to get out of this. Okay. Kevin asks, what do you think about the BRICS nations creating their new currency? There's a story going around this week that the BRICS nations were thinking about having a common currency. He's asking what you think that will do to gold prices and the dollar and the world economy in general. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for the world economy? Howie.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen. You got the ruble, the won, whatever. I mean, first of all, when you say BRICS, it's funny that Russia's even in there. I mean, because they shouldn't be.
Well, South Africa, too. I mean, that's a weird one.
South Africa, at least they have natural resources. They got little kids mining.
Russia's got oil.
Yeah, they have some. But I mean, I'm not too worried about the BRICS situation. I mean, basically, it's us and China, man. I mean, and like Johnny said, China's not going to do anything. China needs us. So, they're not stupid. I don't think it'll have that much of an effect.
What about you, Sam? Are you worried about globalization and one world currency? Is that something that worries you? Yeah,
dude. I mean, of course. It's a big issue. And I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, this monetary system is not working for anybody. And we'll see how it plays out, man. I think you could see some people become very poor very quickly.
Interesting. All right. Turd Ferguson, our old friend.
Turd Ferguson.
Asks, good time to jump in XLE, XLY, XLF, or wait for the drop that's coming. What do you think, Howie? Yeah,
we talked about XLE last week. I mean, XLE, what a good couple days. XLE went from, what was it, one day, it went from 82 to 86, 87. It's a good buy right here. I think it is, right around 85. It looks like it's probably going back up to 90. XLF, the banks, yeah, I like the banks. Well, and the other one, I think the other one was a consumer discretionary, XLY.
Yeah, XLY was the last one, yeah.
Yeah, that may drop back a little bit right here. It's at 147.93. It's had a little bit of a run-up. It's gone from 141 to 147.8 in the last week. I would probably wait till it dropped back to 143, 144 to buy it.
Michael McCauley asks Sam if you're nutting your pants because of silver. Can you confirm the situation in your jeans, Sam? Sam Tripoli, who's on the show with us at the moment. Are we muted? I know Sam is muted. I can see that from his, but can he, did he mute us is the question. Sam Tripoli, host of Cash Daddies at all. Sam, can you hear us?
Is he frozen?
I don't think he's got his headphones in is the thing. Right. Sam, can you hear us? Sam, can you hear us? We're trying to figure out you're muted, by the way. You've muted yourself. What's the situation in your pants vis-a-vis silver, which is doing quite well right now? Are you nutting yourself?
Yes. Well, okay. So here's something interesting. What if the international banking couple crashes and burns?
Okay. Could so you're ignoring the question I asked and asking your own question. Okay. That's cool.
But well, hear me out and I'll tell you why this all plays together. They are suppressing the price of silver. They're keeping it down.
Yes, it's way up.
Yeah, but I mean, it should be worth way, way more, dog. Like, way more.
It's like up a lot, though.
Yeah, it's up.
I want to be up more.
Dude, Sam, we're trading right now. Silver is trading at almost a year high. Almost.
Dude, I got so much silver, bro.
That, I mean,
yeah, but you're not loaded, you can't sell dog. It. You can't move it. How are you going to move it?
I'm not going to move it. I'm just going to give it to my kids. If that's my plan. Load up on precious metals. And then when I like, here's my pot of gold. And then I just pass out. And I pass away.
All right. Last question from Michael McCauley. Plug was downgraded by JPM. It's hurting the shares a bit. Should we pull the plug on this one? And we do get it, Michael.
I'd probably buy it here. It's at $10.50. They still have like a $15 target on it. I mean, their earnings were shitty, but it's at a 2-year low right now. It's probably a decent buy.
All right. Decent buy there for plug.
Yeah. With that being said, look, man, the market, this has been the craziest market. I mean, you know, the market was down today. And technically, the market's tested some resistance levels. And it just looks to me like we probably will sell off in a lot of areas. Unless, you know, that's not talking about oil and energy because that's totally different. I mean, oil and energy is probably going to continue to go up because of OPEC, you know, they dropped one on us and, you know, stopped producing the barrels that they were. So shit, oil and energy is probably going to do well. I think natural gas will jump at some point because it's trading at what, 2-3 year low. But you look at the NASDAQ, which is all technology stocks, and I think we hit a point where it could drop another 500,000 points. Wouldn't surprise me if that happens over the next week or two. With that being said, you know, other things like I do like 3M. I like Philip Morris MO. I like Pfizer here. Pfizer jumped back up to, it had a pretty good month. Went from 39 back up to 41 right now. And it looks like, Pfizer looks like it's going to jump back up to 44, 45 quickly. But I do like certain areas, certain sectors.
All right. I think we'll go off. And do you have any other picks or anything, Howie, or are we ready to bring this home here?
Just, no, I really like SQQQ. I mean, that's one that, you know, the VIX is low. The VIX is in. The VIX right now is low, which means, you know, when the VIX starts to bounce back up, markets are going to sell off, especially the NASDAQ. I mean, the VIX is at 19 right now. So if that VIX goes up to 24, you're going to see the NASDAQ down to 11.5, 11.6, which would be a beautiful thing. Then we got dry powder that we can jump back on some DVN-type calls and make some cash.
Nice.
We're right on. Nice. All right.
It's all about fatties from here on out.
Guys, I owe everybody an apology. I've been sick this whole episode, so I appreciate Howie and Johnny doing some heavy lifting. It means a lot to me. Thank you, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Next week, Tripoli promises to be better. Fully engaged, ready to rock, not having sniffles. Thank you, guys, for listening.
Believe me, I was there. March was rough. Feeling good now, though.
You look good, Howie.
All right. See you. See everybody next week.